Welcome to season 3 of the To Health With That podcast, where we break up big topics into small bites. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Neuzel, and I'm joined by my dear friend, women's health and fertility expert, naturopathic physician Kate Namas, to break down infertility, hormones, and the whole baby-making shebang.
I find that many OB-GYNs and fertility specialists are now suggesting baby aspirin for their clients with recurrent pregnancy loss or history of preeclampsia.
So I ended up having a postnatal preeclampsia. I didn't know that my risk was higher, and I didn't do the research on that. I basically, with my pregnancy, I handed it off. I was like, okay, you know what? I am not my own doctor.
Right. Me too. I do the same thing. And then I'm like, maybe I should have been my own doctor.
Right. Right. This was the retrospective communication, but like, I didn't want that stress, right? I wanted to be just like, these people are professionals. This is what they do. I'm going to trust that and let it go.
Yes. Surrender.
Exactly. Exactly. And for the most part, my pregnancy was extremely healthy, but I did end up with postnatal preeclampsia. So after delivery, I actually ended up with preeclamptic symptoms, which was very bizarre. Had to go back to the hospital. It was a whole big thing. But yeah, I would have really liked somebody to say, yeah, keep the baby aspirin. Keep it daily. Yeah. It would have been good.
Sure. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And magnesium. Oh, I think we already talked about that. I just wanted to note that I'm mainly using magnesium for constipation associated with pregnancy, which most women will experience at some point in their pregnancy, for women who need it in preconception where I'm evaluating the situation. And then also, you had mentioned restless leg earlier. If a client is having restless leg during pregnancy, I am sending her back for iron assessment. Since we know that low iron also impacts restless leg.
Yes, that's a really great point. Yeah, mm-hmm. Magnesium alone is not enough. We have to actually look at the full picture. Yeah. But it is one of my go-tos for restless leg.
Mm-hmm. And for leg cramps. I'll do a combination of calcium and magnesium for those leg cramps that especially come up in the third trimester where you wake in the middle of the night with the horrible pain. Then calcium magnesium is really helpful with that too.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Third trimester is so much fun.
Yes. Another note I wanted to make since we're on supplements is that, we talked about iron deficiency anemia, is that one of the main reasons to take the prenatal is for the iron in the prenatal. And if you're not able to tolerate your prenatal, you may need to go back to your provider and say, I'm not tolerating my prenatal. Can you just prescribe me an iron and see if I can handle that any better? And you may or may not be able to, but you absolutely don't want to become anemic during pregnancy. And that was something that I experienced, which was miserable. Makes the pregnancy way less fun when you can't even breathe when you're walking on a flat surface for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's not fun at all.
Yes. So, and then another thing that I have learned as a clinician is that sometimes women need iron infusions. So if you're really struggling with anemia, reach out to your doctor about iron infusions because you may be a candidate depending on your lab levels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And an iron infusion can do, I mean, it skips months of supplementation. It's really wonderful.
It's amazing. I am now a regular iron infusion person. I get massive iron infused straight into my veins once a year. My hematologist is watching me and I feel like a new person. So I just feel really passionate about iron deficiency anemia and not to suffer through it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's great advice.
Okay. What about all of these amazing things you have here about SNPs? I'm really excited to hear what you have to say about
this. So, of course, epigenetics and gene SNPs tend to change all of the things, right? So if you're going into a pregnancy with a PEMT gene SNP, which affects your membrane building and healthy membranes, pregnancy is a huge time where membranes are built rapidly, right? Because that baby is rapidly dividing, rapidly growing. It's going to use all of your resources. And so choline supplement can be really, really important here for healthy baby brains, healthy mama brains, and healthy membranes. See what I did there?
And a lot of prenatals now are adding choline. And you can get choline in eggs, the egg yolk, but you have to eat a lot of eggs.
Exactly.
And I probably put choline back up on our bonus list, actually. I think about choline a lot in pregnancy. and preconception.
That's a really good idea. Yeah, because choline is really, really necessary during that time. Also, if you have a COMT slow picture, this is where you metabolize your estrogens very slowly like I do. And so estrogens may stay high longer than you want them to. And consequently, progesterone might become out of balance. And so in this picture, you may need actually some progesterone supplementation going into an early pregnancy to help you maintain the pregnancy. COMT issues generally cause a higher likelihood of preeclampsia, just like MTHFR does. And so magnesium supplementation and also the low-dose aspirin is appropriate here. For VDR mutations, which affects vitamin D receptors, additional vitamin D could be useful. Low vitamin D is implicated in repeat pregnancy loss and all sorts of issues with babies born to VDR moms whose vitamin D status was less than 50 nanomoles per liter. But babies of VDR mothers who had vitamin D status greater than 50 nanomoles per liter had reasonably normal anthropometrics, right? So that's their measurements and things. So in that situation, it's just vitamin D becomes a little bit higher priority, and that is sort of an optimal range that's within the normal range. But normal range usually starts at 25 or 30 nanomoles per liter, just depending on your lab. And so we want that to be, you know, we want the bottom edge to be bumped way up in mamas with VDR polymorphisms. Also, GST and GPX polymorphisms absolutely need N-acetylcysteine. So babies born to these mamas may be more susceptible to harm from environmental toxins. And prenatal paraben exposure was linked to premature birth and low birth weight in babies born to GST moms. And mothers who smoke and have the GST polymorphism obviously have worse outcomes than mothers who smoke but don't have GST variants. This also applies to a number of variants within the cytochrome P450 system, which is your major liver sort of enzymatic detox processes. Also, lower glutathione peroxidase and superoxide dismutase levels are associated with preeclampsia risk. And so this group may also want to consider potentially magnesium or the baby aspirin, but definitely, definitely the N-acetylcysteine. That's all I've got.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening today and sharing your time with us. If you like this show, please follow and maybe even leave a review. Or like and subscribe if you happen to be watching on YouTube. Visit NAUMESND, NAUMESND.com, or tohealthwiththat.com for more information about Drs. Kate and me, Dr. Amy.